You may have seen the picture circulating yesterday of Jerry Jones and his nephew Spalding, or grandson Spalding. Grandson?
Grandson.
Grandson, yeah. Spalding at the Star, stepping outside to view the total eclipse, and they had their glasses on. Well, we thought we would get the Cowboys owner and GM on the program this morning to talk about that experience. Good morning, Jerry.
Hey, good morning. Happy post-eclipse day.
Yes.
Yes.
Hope everybody had a good one. We did, and we were, when we had our Jones family watching party for the eclipse. And I'm not sure how that photo got out of me standing next to Spalding. and, yes, you identified him as my grandson.
Right.
Although, I mean, who knows? Maybe I need to get tested because I've been around a bit, you know, now. So who knows if I'm even his real grandfather.
What?
I'm pretty sure you are.
Oh, yeah. Good point. But, yes, I did watch the eclipses with Spalding, and that was kind of tough because he wouldn't keep his glasses on.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so we had to end up having to duct tape them to his head so he wouldn't fuss with them. He just couldn't understand why he had to wear them. But and then Stephen kept trying to get me to look at the sun without my glasses so that I would become permanently disabled so he could take over the team.
Well, that's terrible of your son to do.
Oh, it was horrible. At one point there, he had me zip-tied to a lawn chair and had installed a clockwork orange eye retractors into each of my eyes.
Bingo.
But I was able to wiggle free of that with the help of New Roosevelt and was able to get my Legends Hospitality branded paper eclipse glasses on just in time for the totality.
Oh, well, that's good.
Totality.
It was pretty cool. Was it inspiring to you that, I don't know, maybe things are going to change? The luck for the Cowboys is going to change now?
Very. I think that it boded well for the Cowboys. I noticed a lot of changes in myself after the eclipses. I'm having a desire to draft more crazy players, more glory hole type players, more unusual choices like Caitlin Clark. I'm very fascinated with her now after the eclipse.
Oh, gosh. What's she going to do?
She's a talented athlete, George.
Okay.
Talented athlete. Why are you saying that women can't be talented athletes?
Not in the NFL, no, I don't think.
Oh, you just wait. I really look forward to Stephen having to tackle me and grab a slip of paper out of my hand with her name on it.
In the first round?
In the first round, yeah.
Okay.
Jerry Jr. was with us. I don't know if he made the picture or not, but he was with us during the eclipse. Mm-hmm. He was the one wearing the welder's mask.
He thought that'd be cool.
Well, he was wearing this welder's mask that he bought online from some girl named Etsy, and it's got like Yoda's painted on it and stuff.
And that's cool.
He loves it because it makes him look like a robot. So
right,
he's always making like mechanical and beeping noises with his mouth when he wears it. So he really goes into make-believe land. Although his buddies were annoying, they kept shooting him in the face with a BB gun while he was wearing it. So it was really annoying trying to watch the eclipse while BBs were clanking off Jerry Jr.'s welding's mask.
Yeah, that could put out an eye.
Crazy
scene. It could. Gene missed the whole thing.
Why?
She was in the guest house with Captain Rex.
All right.
Okay.
Stop it with that.
I guess they were going over plans of where they're going to sail the Bravo Eugenia next or something. I don't know.
Probably so.
But they were also doing some kind of weightlifting in there or something. I heard a lot of grunting and encouragement going on.
Jerry.
Okay.
A lot of, oh, yes, you can do it.
Leave her out of this.
But we had to end up breaking in the door to get it back in there because we thought he may be hurting her. So so we got in there, but she was alone. There was just a window with the drapes blowing as if someone had exited real quick. We got in there. but yes, I'm very empowered by the eclipse. Very empowered. Things are going to be different. I've also noticed a change in my menstrual cycle.
Okay. All right. Any change is good out there.
My toupee bled for only 3 days this month.
What? Weird.
I also noticed during the totality, I don't know if this counts as a change, but during the totality, I changed into a werewolf.
Really?
Yeah. And made love to a human woman, like in that hot scene from the movie Bram Stoker's Dracula.
All of that went on yesterday.
Man, that is a crazy eclipse day.
And it was weird because this was, of course, our first year watching with Veruca.
Oh, yeah.
Right, yeah.
And she made us construct like a princess platform for her to watch it on. So it was all bedazzled, and she had like a Mariah Carey-inspired fur-covered chaise lounge there.
I bet Charlotte didn't like that.
New Roosevelt, Dan Quinn, having to fan her with palm fronds and all that. Oh, Charlotte hated it. Absolutely hated it. Matter of fact, for the rest of the afternoon, she wouldn't let Veruca ride with her in her Barbie Jeep.
Oh, man.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's a lot of rivalry. A lot of half-sibling rivalry between those two. Because, you know, I'm Charlotte's full father, but I'm Veruca's half-father.
No, you have that wrong. What? You're both of their full father.
So, I mean, it's a little weird out there, but we had a good eclipse, and we look forward to it next year.
Well, no, and get ready for the draft.
Good morning.
Okay. There goes Jarrah.